This is GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. So my father called me after he voted recently to ask if I knew why candidates are listed on the ballot in the order in which they are. Now, Republican candidates are listed first here in Georgia. Even during the 2016 presidential election, Georgia's ballots listed Republican candidates first. You may not have even noticed that, but researchers say unconsciously you may have. In fact, researchers say the order candidates are listed on the ballot can have an impact on how some people vote. It's even called something, the ballot order effect. To talk about this more is Chris Grant, who teaches political science at Mercer University. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Leah.
So how is ballot order determined in Georgia? There is a history behind it, right?
Yes, and I've learned a good bit about the history about it. So up until 2002, they're alphabetically ordered in Georgia. In other states, they're drawn out of the hat. In Georgia, they are alphabetically ordered by the last name of the candidate. In 2002, when the Democrats last controlled the General Assembly and we had a Democratic governor, they changed it so that the party who had won the last election, the last statewide election, would go first in ballot ordering. And so, of course, in 2002, we elected our first Republican governor. General Assembly switched hands shortly thereafter. And since that time, we've had Republicans listed before Democrats on the ballot.
I know some research done a few years ago from Stanford University on the ballot effect found that the vast majority of time coming first on the ballot actually increased a candidate's vote total by an average of 2%.
That is true. I looked at some other research that came out of Texas A&M and a couple of other places. But it's not as true for high-profile races like our governor's race or U.S. Senate race or the presidential race. Where it seems to make the most difference is if you go down ticket and especially in primary races. So if you're wondering how somebody gets nominated by a party to be the candidate for Commissioner of Agriculture, that's a place where it would make a big difference. Now, in our governor's race, it could make a difference, especially if this is a very, very tight election the way the polls are indicating, especially if, let's say, we don't wind up with either candidate getting a majority by as few as 100 to 500 votes, and we were having a runoff that could be ballot ordering in an election like this.
So it really could matter.
It could matter. It's not likely to matter. I would say the possibility of it mattering is there, but the probability is quite low.
Okay. So what do you think is the fairest way to list candidates on a ballot? Should it be an alpha order, random luck of the draw, redesign the ballot for side-by-side action?
I think that the old way of listing candidates side-by-side underneath a party banner is probably the fairest way because it's least confusing and people sort of get a sense of what they're doing. And if they want to vote party, they can. But it is a tricky issue, and it is a confusing thing to do. I mean, most people say they don't like political parties, but when it comes down to actually organizing our votes, we do like political parties.
Mm-hmm. So over a million people have voted early in Georgia so far, which is record-breaking, to say the least.
Right.
What do you think is fueling this voter intensity?
Well, there's several hypotheses out there. I know that NBC News reported that Republican turnout in Georgia was up in early balloting and that the Republican voters were the ones voting. I don't know how they're estimating that unless they're doing exit polls after early voting happens because we don't have party registration in Georgia. I heard from somebody else that non-midterm voters are voting at a rate of 30% higher in this election. If it is, in fact, voters that did not vote in 2014 coming out in 2018, that probably is a benefit to the Abrams campaign. If it is, in fact, that Republicans are turning out early, that's probably a benefit to the Kemp campaign. And then it may just be that everyone is aware of early voting more now as they become more accustomed to it being there. But it does seem like this election has more intensity than what I remember in 2014 or even 2010, the last two midterm elections.
Mm. Does any of this, you think, have to do with who's sitting in the White House?
There definitely seems to be a correlative effect to President Trump's popularity and the motivation that people have to getting out and voting, both for the Republicans and against the Republicans. I know from personal acquaintances that some folks are voting strictly on the basis of the Trump presidency.
So over the past few months, state and even some county election officials, they've been sued for the signature match law, everything from that to discarding absentee ballots. And I'm wondering, is this uncommon during election season or is it normal and we're just paying more attention to it?
I have never heard as much about it as I've heard about this election cycle. I think we're paying a whole lot more close attention to what goes on in our voting processes because Secretary of State is running for governor, and his opponent has made the counting of ballots and ballot access an issue in the race. So I do think we're paying more attention. I am not sure that we're doing things wildly differently, but I will say that absentee balloting has been a strategy that has been being used by the Abrams campaign in order to motivate people to get out and vote earlier. Traditionally, absentee ballots have been Republican ballots, but in this race, the campaign that is most identified with absentee balloting has been the Abrams campaign. So these allegations come back to have an effect on the partisan likelihood of who people are voting for, and I think people get much more intensely emotional about that.
Chris Grant is a professor of political science at Mercer University. Thank you so much, Chris.
My pleasure.
And you can find all our election coverage at gpbnews.org. This is GPB Atlanta.